This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, two actions to take. Protest the New Mexico Nuclear Alliance Conference and tell DOE NNSA to reopen public input on LANL expansion. First, New Mexico is being targeted for new uranium and nuclear projects backed by billionaires, big tech, nuclear lobbyists, and government entities. In 2025, the New Mexico Nuclear Alliance was established to push a pro-nuclear energy agenda. Working in tandem, the Clean Energy Association of New Mexico, or Clean NM, an industry organization, also formed to push its pro-uranium agenda. Clean NM fronts as good stewards of the environment, respecting community engagement and cultural traditions, while its member company Grants Energy proposes in-situ leach uranium mining on sacred Mount Taylor, claiming those activities safe and eco-friendly. Beginning on Monday, April 20th through Wednesday, April 22nd, Clean NM will host a three-day industry conference at the Tamaya Resort on indigenous lands. Peaceful protests are scheduled for Monday, April 20th from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and on Earth Day, Wednesday, April 22nd from noon to 2 p.m. Both events will take place in Bernalillo at the northeast corner of Highway 550 and Tamaya Boulevard. Bring banners and signs, learn about how to protect yourself and your community from the harms of the nuclear industry and its actors. For more information, contact the Southwest Organizing Project at swop.net. Secondly, on or before Friday, April 24th, tell the Department of Energy, DOE, and the National Nuclear Security Administration, NNSA, to reopen public input on the final site-wide environmental impact statement for Los Alamos National Laboratory, or the final LANL SWICE, and the concurrent record of decision. On March 25th, 2026, the federal agencies released their sweeping long-term plan that will shape nuclear weapons production, waste management, environmental contamination, sacred site protection, and public health impacts in northern New Mexico for years, if not decades, to come. Despite the scale and significance of these decisions, DOE-NNSA has not provided an opportunity for the public and affected communities to review and respond to the final LANL SWICE analysis before moving toward a decision. This undermines the core purpose of the National Environmental Policy Act, which requires informed, transparent decision-making grounded in meaningful public participation. Further, key issues, including the integration of connected actions, such as the Electrical Power Capacity Upgrade EPCU project, meaningful tribal consultation, and the full scope of impacts from expected plutonium pit production, remain inadequately analyzed or deferred. For these reasons and more, please take action at actionnetwork.org/letters/tell-DOE-NNSA to reopen public input on LANL expansion. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.